Hundreds of thousands of people are expected in Washington tomorrow to see the inauguration of President Donald Trump. Large crowds are expected as well the next day as the Women's March on Washington brings in people from all over the country. Plenty of people could not make it to Washington for either event. Marches are planned for cities all over the country on Saturday, a sign of resistance and displeasure with the incoming president. By some counts, 600 or more marches will be held in various places. Those include a few in our area. Ashland will host a march on Saturday called Women's March Southern Oregon. Sharon Dorman is the co-organizer of the march. She's in the studio with me. Sharon, welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have with us Teresa Cisneros, who is an artist, activist, and a featured speaker at the event. Teresa, welcome to you.
Thank you.
So, Sharon, give us a sense of how early you and your co-organizer began to make plans for this. And why, more importantly?
We started organizing soon after the election. It wasn't immediately after. I think it was a week or so later. Our first idea was just to have a candlelight vigil in downtown Ashland, very loosely organized, just, hey, show up, have a moment of silence. But when we started to put the word out to people to see if they were interested, people started mentioning the D.C. march and how they couldn't go and it would be lovely to have something local. And so Samay and I thought about it and decided that that seemed like a much more proactive, positive response. And so we started planning that instead.
You know, it's not every day you hear of things like candlelight vigils and protest marches to welcome new presidents. I mean, people are sad, certainly, when the candidates they want to win don't. But what takes this to a different level?
Well, the speech and the behavior during the election was really disheartening. I don't think that we've had anybody at this level of power in our country be so blatant about his feelings of misogyny and xenophobia, homophobia. I mean, he even made fun of people that were disabled. I mean, it was just really unbelievable and hard to swallow.
Teresa Cisneros, let's talk about you. What motivates you? Same sort of thing?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm of Hispanic and indigenous descent, and so that type of attitude in our country has always affected me and my family for generations. So to see it out loud and coming from our greatest leader of the country is, it's beyond disheartening. So I don't think that I have any other option but to stand up and say something and do something about it.
Did either of you at first think I'd really love to go to Washington and be part of that march? Was it Sharon? You're
absolutely.
Yeah.
Did finances and scheduling get in the way there?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I personally would have liked to have gone, but I think that the most important work that's going to happen is going to be locally. You know, this is giving us an opportunity around the country to focus politically and in every way in our local communities so that we're not just looking at the bigger picture and hoping that the country's going to save us. We have to look that big, but to bring it down and make those changes within our tiny community, because that's how the change is going to happen.
Do we expect too much from the presidency in the first place? I mean, we do tend to think in really centralized terms at the same time that we're trying to make sure that we do live life in our local communities.
I would say so because, we have to take into consideration that when you're looking at the news, when you're on Facebook and all of social media, it's speaking from a country and very broad point of view. There's very little conversation about bringing back our power and holding our local governments accountable, because they also have power within our communities, and the state governments can make changes within the federal government, but we have to get engaged locally first in order to influence our representatives.
Well, in the last year, we've heard both Bernie Sanders and more recently President Obama say, talk about things like running for local elections and, mm-hmm. And taking power at the local level. Do you see this, Sharon Dorman, as part of that?
Yeah, I think that we have the most influence with our own local communities and government, and we still should put pressure on our states and on our federal government. But as Teresa has mentioned, I think we can have the most influence and the most power to do things in our local communities.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about the coming Women's March Southern Oregon. That'll be on Saturday in Ashland. Sharon Dorman is the co-organizer of the march. Teresa Cisneros is artist, activist, and featured speaker at the event. You can join us on the exchange, not just to talk about the things that motivate this and other marches, but also to offer up information about marches that may be going on where you live. We can sort of paint the fuller picture of where things are going on around the region with your help on the exchange. 800-838-3760 to pick up a phone and join us, or you can send an email off to jx@jeffnet.org. So once you began moving beyond Candlelight Vigil, Sharon, how did things begin to move then? How were you able to put the parts together?
Well, Google. That's really helpful. I just basically started Googling how to get a permit. I assumed that you would have to have some kind of permit for this. And so I did that, and that took me to the City of Ashland website. And I filled out the permit, and Samay and I went down there. I think both of us thought they're going to look at us and say, "And you're who are you? And you wanted what? You want to shut down our streets?" And then we would laugh at us, and we would say, "Okay, well, that was nice, and we'll just go back to our vigil idea." But the city was actually incredibly welcoming and helpful, and they held our hand and ushered us through the process. They were amazing. Parks and Rec was amazing. ODOT has been amazing. And everybody, the police department has been amazing, and they really just guided us through the process. We've never done anything like this on this scale, and the whole local government community was incredibly helpful getting us through the process.
That's interesting, though. You thought they were going to tell you to go take a hike, huh?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, like, we were just two people. We didn't have an organization that was backing us up or a nonprofit, nothing. We were just two individuals walking in and saying, "We want to shut down the street from the library to the park. Can you do that for us?" I'm from San Francisco. That's where I spent most of the time. I thought they were going to laugh at us and say, mm-hmm. "Yeah, no way."
Oh. Did you ever consider a community other than Ashland? I mean, I assume you live here, which is why you went for this. But I mean, Medford is a larger city.
We did. Yeah. We did consider Medford. I think both Samay and I were a bit overwhelmed at trying to navigate that city, not living there, not knowing anybody there, not having contacts there. I'm pretty new to Ashland. I've only been here for less than 3 years, and I just felt like I just can't do that. And then once we got started, it was actually pretty early in the process, right after we talked to the city. The city forwarded a message to us from two women who had actually tried to get something started in Medford and were turned away. So I don't know if anybody else had tried, but we know at least two women that tried to do it in Medford and wasn't successful.
How much did you have to pay for permits and all that sort of thing?
I think the cities, there were other costs involved, but this just for the city permit and for that, which included the cost to the police department, was about $3,300.
Okay. So not cheap to do this kind of event. Interesting to know. We're talking to Sharon Dorman again, the co-organizer of the March Southern Oregon, Women's March Southern Oregon on Saturday. Teresa Cisneros is artist, activist, and featured speaker at the event. If you have similar events coming up on Saturday, we want to hear about those as well. 800-838-3760 over the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Who is invited? And is anybody not invited?
Everyone's invited.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the March on Washington has been saying, one of their taglines is women's rights are human rights. And it's true. We are all people. We're all connected on this planet. We all have to interact with each other. And so the only way that we get to move forward is if we all work together, no matter what your opinion is. Even if you're on the opposing side of an issue, eventually we're going to have to come to the table and find a compromise.
All right, but even though it's called Women's March Southern Oregon, isn't that just for women?
Women have been, for the most part, the galvanizing force behind this and organizing it. And women's issues are at the forefront, but there are plenty other issues that are included in this as well. It's not just women's.
Grab your headphones. We'll start taking some calls. I want to hear first from Patricia Ann in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about women's marches on Saturday.
Yes, we are. And in Eureka, at the Labor Temple, gathering at 1 o'clock. I'm not sure when we're leaving, but we're gathering at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday at the Labor Temple, which is at E and 8th. And I don't know. What else should I say?
Who else do you have? Do you have speakers and that sort of thing at the
Labor
Temple?
I don't know any of that stuff. It's if you look up Women's March Eureka, it'll come up. I haven't done that yet, but I just know what's happening. And, yeah, we're going to have voter registration, and I'm not sure what tabling possibly, and then we're walking somewhere.
Okay, voter registration at a march. That'll be Eureka, at the Eureka Labor Temple, 1 o'clock E and 8th Streets. Patricia Ann, thanks for that.
Thanks, you're very
Patricia.
Welcome. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
Right.
So let's talk about some of the activities involved with Women's March Southern Oregon. Interesting that she was talking about voter registration. Obviously, if people are complaining about this election, it probably helps if they're in position to do something about the next. What sort of other activities are involved with the march? I mean, you talked about going from the library to the...
Bandshell.
To the Bandshell, okay.
Yeah, we're going to start at the library at 11 a.m., and then we're going to march down Main Street to the plaza, and then turn left into the park, ending at the Bandshell with speakers and music. We opted not to do any tabling of any sort because it complicated the permit process, and because we were already behind schedule the day that we started putting in the permit, we didn't want to make it harder to get it done. So sadly, we can't do anything like that. So we're just going to have speakers and music.
Okay, so tabling, no booths, none of that sort of thing to sort of clog up the crowds. You'll be the speaker then, or one of the speakers anyway, Teresa, on Saturday. Tell us about the kinds of things you want to say. And is there any doubt in your mind what you want to say at this point?
Well, I'll have to say that this has been the most challenging speech I've ever had to write because it's such a personal message. I will be addressing some basic social issues and relationship issues regarding women in general. And my goal is to build a sisterhood and to inspire women and the men we love and the men who love us to come together and fight and take a stand and say, no more. This is not going to happen on our time.
Do you think this would be as finely pointed a women's effort? I mean, the Women's March in Washington, this is still called Women's March Southern Oregon, although lots of everybody's invited. Would it be as pointed if it hadn't been for those comments of Donald Trump, you know, grabbing women by the genitalia?
No. And, you know, I think it's difficult and it can be scary for women to say this is a women's march, but honestly, it's time that women take those leadership roles in every way possible. I don't want to go into the confusion and the conflict of separating out that men this and women that, because that's not healthy either. That's part of the dysfunction of our society. So being able to bring those two together and have the men in our lives support us in the same message that we're talking about, all human rights, and women have the capacity to lead in that way. Currently, and I shouldn't even say currently, as far as I know, when we're looking at history and the way that our government is, it has all been based on money and corporations and funding this and funding that. It hasn't necessarily been guided with the spirit of good for all of humanity. So I think that that is what we're addressing as women coming together saying, no more, we're not doing it like that anymore. We're going to now include everyone, and we're going to address these issues in this way because this is what's important.
The way you describe it, it sounds like we have a society where it's, you're recognized as a human being if you have dollars.
It is. Mm-hmm. I would say that's a very accurate description. Yeah, there is definitely more value placed on those people with hefty bank accounts.
All right, we're talking about Women's March Southern Oregon Saturday in Ashland. Other marches we've heard about include the one in Eureka on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Labor Temple. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange, share details about what's going on in your town, or talk to our guests about the movement that this is representing overall. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Skeeter in Eugene. Welcome to the Exchange.
Hiya.
Hi.
All power to the people. I really think it's time to hijack the bus, and by that I mean all of us who are consider ourselves earthlings and common sense friendly, nonviolent, maybe even progressive people. I think it's time for us to flood the Democratic Party, to join the Democratic Party, and push it in a progressive direction. About 4 years ago, the Trojan Decommissioning Alliance, doing a lot of anti-nuclear work in the Northwest, really encouraged all of us to become precinct people in the Democratic Party, and we did, and we became very influential in the Democratic Party platform, in those years was very, very progressive. We can do it again. And I don't know if there's a Greens Party in Eugene. If there is, I hope that they publicize themselves. I mean, either the Greens Party or the Democratic Party, maybe even take over the Republican Party. But I think that we should really run for office on every single level, school board, county commission, city council. We have to bring the power back to the local level and have it be from the bottom up.
Yes, I agree.
Anyway,
thanks, Skeeter, for saying
going.
That.
Skeeter, are you planning to attend an event on Saturday?
Yeah, Eugene is having an event beginning, I believe, around noon at the, I'm pretty sure that it's at the new federal building. We'll come on down 8th Avenue and end up having a rally at the Wild Hall. And let's get back in the streets and into the offices and create a, I mean, really, it's time for us to look forward, create a vision that even all the people who voted for Trump would go, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Get behind it. And, I mean, we've only got a year and a half to go before the 2018 elections. Let's get going, folks.
All right. A call to action from Skeeter Eugene. Thanks for that, Skeeter. Good to hear from you. Thoughts from the folks at the table here?
What's one of the goals of the Women's March Global is to get women into positions of leadership. And I think that's amazing because it really needs to happen. Yeah. We're 51% of the population, but if you look at the numbers of women who are Fortune 500 CEOs or even people in Congress, it's really low. It's really low. And it shouldn't be that way. We should be a part of the conversation. Whether or not we think differently or want different things than men, we should be a much bigger part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And I would add that in America, we have far less female leaders in every area than I think any other big country in the world. So that's, you know, we're a leading country, but yet we can't match up to women in leadership. There's something wrong there.
Emily pulled up a graphic to show me the composition of Congress in the last Congress seated in 2015. 51% of the population, 19.4% of Congress.
Yeah.
Do you think Sharon Dorman and Teresa Cisneros that in a sense this has become a wake up call? I mean, if Hillary Clinton had gotten elected, you wouldn't be feeling this way. I mean, you might be feeling that women were ascended in a whole different way. So it just took one difference in one race and an odd one at that, where the loser ended up getting 2.8 million more votes than the winner. That really set this path afire.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that I think one of the important points about this march is that it's not an anti-Trump march, because these problems have existed for a long time.
Exactly.
Native people have been fighting for their freedom for, 500 years. You know, the big women's movement started in the 1920s for suffrage. You know, women's lib was in the 70s. Civil rights was 60 years ago. I mean, these issues have been building for a very, very long time. But this truly was the straw that broke the camel's back. I think that in a way that's good, because it's getting us moving and it's addressing, like I said, issues have been happening for a long time. But if Hillary had won, there would have at least been a feeling of, oh, we made it. We finally made it. And now we're going to start working together in a different way. But I don't know if that would have happened. And so maybe this is a good thing.
I agree because, I'm not going to get into politics, but I think that it definitely burst a bubble and woke the collective up. And that, I think, is beautiful.
We have an email from Vajra in Sunny Valley, who helps us flesh out some details here. She says the Women's March is actually global. It's in Africa, Japan, South America, Europe, Australia, Madagascar.
Yes.
Not in China or Russia. She says a map showing the location of these marches all around the globe can be found at womensmarch.com/sisters. She points out that solidarity events in Oregon are in Astoria, Bend, Brookings, Coos Bay, Eugene, Florence, Halfway, Joseph, LeGrand, McMinnville, Newport, Pendleton, Portland, Salem, Sandy, Tillamook, and Welch's, and in Northern California, Eureka, Fort Bragg, and Redding.
Yes.
All this information, again, at womensmarch.com/sisters. So a lot of people taking to the streets in a lot of different places.
That's great.
Is there any coordination between events? Sharon Dorman, have you talked to people doing similar events and compared some notes?
Yep, absolutely. There have been weekly, sometimes biweekly calls, collaboration calls with the sister marches. Mm-hmm. That has been organized by a group in D.C. And, yeah, there's been a ton of collaboration, mostly just to help each other, you know, especially for the bigger marches where they're expecting, I think San Francisco is expecting something like 25,000 people. A lot of those people have taken leaves from their jobs to focus on this completely because it's such a monumental task to pull this off in 2 months, 2-3 months. But yeah, there's been a lot of collaboration and a lot of sharing of ideas and inspiring each other. It's been really, really cool.
Yeah, just a little parallel here. The cries of "I want my country back" seem to start pretty much before President Obama's hand had come down from taking the oath of office. What do you say to people in the middle, assuming there are still people in the middle, who see what you're doing as a parallel to that? Teresa?
Can you ask that question a different way?
How is this different from "I want my country back" from the Tea Party folks 8 mm-hmm. years ago?
I think it's different because we don't want the country back. We're asking, I'm going to speak for myself. I'm speaking from a perspective of we want something new. We want something different. I don't think that anything in our history has ever given us a big sense of, yes, of hope. And this is bringing us together. This is talking about collaboration. It's just a whole new direction. And I would have to say that it's the beginning of a true democracy.
So not a return to something, but a creation
of
something.
Yeah, I don't think
new.
We want to go back.
No.
I don't think anything in our history has ever, in the world, has there ever been true equality and true justice anywhere. And so that's what we're talking about for everyone.
All right. That is the basis of Women's March Southern Oregon, Saturday at 11, gathering at the library, going to Lithia Park Bandshell. We heard from Eureka as well, 1 o'clock at the Labor Temple. Skeeter says noon in Eugene at the new Federal Building. Good to talk to Sharon Dorman, the co-organizer of the Ashland March. Teresa Cisneros will be a featured speaker at the event. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.